Welcome to the Community Podcast from your friends at the Community Paper. I'm Nick Jorgudiu. Sometimes I look down at my notes at what I'm going to say, and I look down when I'm about to say my name, as if I don't remember my name. I'm the managing editor of the Community Paper, and I'm here with my favorite writer. Please don't tell all the other writers, Kendall Asbury. Kendall, thank you so much for being here again.
Thanks for having me, Nick. I'm excited to jump into today's episode.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about this because I wanted to talk to you about some of the ideas. We're at the end of the year, trying to plan out what our 2026 coverage looks like, as far as cover stories especially. Some really important ones that I feel like we should be focusing on, and I really want to get your opinion on how we go about reaching out to people, how we go about, you know, making it more interactive, getting more user-generated content, but not just for the sake of user-generated content, to really dig into
it. Yeah, that sounds great.
Before that, though, this episode is brought to you by the Packing District, which is having some pretty great events this weekend. So from Friday, December 12th through Sunday, December 14th, they'll have a few things going on. First off, a free concert. This will be the Orlando Phil on Friday night at 7 p.m. That's over in Grove Park. Kendall, you're out of town, right? So you won't be able to go to any of this stuff?
Yes, unfortunately, not this weekend.
So I'm so sorry, because what I'll do is send you pictures and you can be jealous because you're
I will feel so left out.
Yeah. Okay, great. No, so that'll be
funny.
So that is the Orlando Phil doing a free concert on Friday night. Saturday, there are two things going on. Four Roots has its monthly farmers market, which is a great event. And then over at the Groves at College Park, that's the new Publix shopping center that's over there with a bunch of new vendors. Noon to two, they'll be doing their holiday social. And that'll include a lot of the businesses in the Packing District, including the climbing gym, including the dog park that you wrote about recently, and a few of the others like the food hall and everybody.
That sounds so fun. I actually wanted to say before we got like into the next part of the episode that the Packing District, I think it's so funny because the Packing District, when I came onto the Community Paper, which is almost 2 years ago, which is wild, but it was like just getting started. They are just opening the Publix. They just opened the juice stand. That was one of the first assignments I had. So just kind of seeing it grow from there and all the things that are there now is so cool.
It's been your reporting, really. You've kept them honest, and, you know, they are like, oh, Kendall already reported on this. We're going to have to, you know, make sure we build it. So that that dog bar park thing is coming next, and that's because you wrote the story.
Yeah, I kind of inspired that idea. Not really.
Very nice. And then on Sunday, if you have a chance, they're doing the Packing District Jingle Jog 5K. That's not only a fun run. Because I hashtag don't run. I hashtag have bad knees. Do we use hashtags anymore?
No, you don't have to. Like, you can just type in, like, really, you can just type in the word at the bottom of the post, and they're called keywords now.
What? So,
yeah.
Okay, we need to talk about this afterwards, because I'm still using hashtags like a jerk. But yeah, so you don't have to run, though. The whole point is in the Packing District Jingle Jog 5K fun run and walk. So if you're like me and you cannot run, that is what you could do. That's at the new YMCA over in the Packing District, the Leonard and Marjorie Williams Family YMCA. And that starts at 8 o'clock. So you can register for that now.
Yes. Okay. Sounds great.
Good. I'm blown away. My whole world has been destroyed by this hashtag information. I can't. Okay, let's just move on. 2026.
Yes.
Love the idea of planning ahead for our cover stories.
In 2026.
No hashtags, no anything. No apostrophes, no punctuation in 2026. Is that what we're committing to?
No, I think that might be a you thing, but
too much, too much. Okay.
Apostrophes and M dashes, despite
I love me some M dashes.
Yeah. AI's tried to take the M dash from me, but I won't let it.
All right. So planning ahead, I wanted to get your opinions on some things. We're already in the middle of the January issue right now. And January, I thought that, you know, a lot of times we're talking about like health and wellness, people get back on track. We had our, Orlando had its 150th anniversary this year in 2025. So I thought, let's talk about the anniversary celebrations, whether it's an organization, it's a business. So we're going out there and talking to a bunch of organizations and businesses that had their anniversary. What did it mean to them? We're even, I think, going to talk to some people who are 0 years old, who are just getting started. And because that's a milestone, too, that we don't often talk about. We just say, hey, this place is opening. Let's talk to them about, hey, what did it take to get this open? You know what I mean?
And this is something I'm so excited about because we've been talking about it for a while. And I absolutely love the idea of picking, like, not odd anniversaries, but like anniversaries that aren't typically celebrated. Because I think, especially right now, it's really difficult for, you know, small businesses and, you know, everyday people with the cost of living going up and stuff. So I think it's really exciting that we're going to celebrate some not so, you know, normal milestones per se. But yeah, I'm really excited for this story and I can't wait for our readers to see it.
Yeah, could be 17 years, could be 17 minutes you've been in business. We're going to celebrate reaching that milestone. Okay, let's talk about, because I've talked to some people and I didn't realize this, not everybody knows what this means. But third spaces, right? Are you familiar with the term?
Yes, unfortunately, very familiar with the term.
So the way it's been explained to me, I think that Starbucks may have coined it at some point. They wanted to be the third space. There's work, there's home, then there's the third space. And one of our columnists, Logan Lamphere, wrote an incredible story or column about it, and where he kind of summed it up and identified a lot of the third spaces around Orlando. And we want to expand that to Orlando and Winter Park and talk about these spaces where people come together not only to get work done, if you're thinking about the coffee shop and putting your headphones on and getting stuff done, but also to congregate, whether that's for events, learn about what's going on in the community and socialize really in many ways.
Yeah, third spaces has always been something that's really special to me because it really is where a lot of people, like, it's where you meet people. Not only that, like, if you're gathering with people, but you also run into people there that maybe you'll see them again next time you go, especially if you go on a specific schedule. So I really love the idea of, you know, featuring these places that bring people together.
And I think what we'll do and what I want to do is get people's suggestions, right? Like, what is your favorite third space and why? And if, you know, we can work it out. We had talked about this a long time ago. Like, let's do a little bit of a contest. Maybe we have a separate group looking at this list of everybody's favorite third spaces and they pick one and we give them a half page ad or something like that. I would love to do something like that in order to recognize some of these third spaces that are out there.
Yeah, I love that idea.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll take that out of your pay. That's cool that you agreed to that. Next up is Analog.
So I get to sponsor the half page
ad.
Yeah. Okay.
Brought to you by Kendall.
I better get free coffee for life from wherever is.
Perfect. 100%. I guarantee it. I guarantee. Next up, we thought this was a really fun idea. This was suggested by Elizabeth Campbell, who'd be writing the story, is Analog, right?
Yes.
Like, so going back to getting away from digital stuff, going back to film cameras and records. And, you know, I collect typewriters, so this is near and dear to my heart.
That's a bit of a unique niche collecting thing, but yes. I love physical media, and it makes me so sad that we've gotten away from it. I just came home for the holiday season, and my family has so many, from when I was younger, so many DVDs. And I think that, like, not a lot of people have these anymore because everything's available on streaming services. But there is really something so cool and special about pulling out those DVDs, being like, oh, we're going to watch this movie. Personally, I love having vinyls. From different music that I love, not only as decoration, but also to actually listen to it the way that, you know, we used to.
Yep. Well, and let me ask you this, because I think this part of this falls into the third spaces category, but some of this falls into Analog. Somebody, you know, brought up this idea that, well, what about bikes? You know, and I love this idea that taking Analog, and it just means digital versus analog, right? Mm-hmm. So technically, DVDs are digital, but they fall into this category of physical media. which I think is what people are pining for towards, you know, like when you talk about streaming, you know, kind of having something in your hands, like a newspaper. We're analog too.
Right.
But that idea of like the old stuff, the stuff we used to do maybe. And so biking is kind of in there. And I was also thinking, and again, this might fall into the third spaces category. You know, what's really analog is getting together in person.
Yes.
Right. Versus doing what we're doing right now.
We're violating it right now.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if some of those social groups that we've talked about that we've written about recently, like Draw Lab and Kinray Art Cafe and the Collage Club and all those others that we're talking about, that kind of falls into that analog category as well.
And a lot of times we're creating physical media.
Excellent point. Excellent point. Yeah. So I think there's a lot to that. And so what I love is that we're giving it a little bit of space to explore it, to ask people about it and things of that nature. Next up, I'm loving this conversation. I won't go too much longer because I have like a whole list of 2026 ideas.
Oh, no.
So I'll just do a couple more. But 2020, 2021. Stuff was happening and people got really into, among other things, plants. So yes, bread baking and a couple of other things, but plants were a big deal. So now that we're in 25, 26, like what does that still look like? There's a lot more plant stores. There's a lot of different plant stores, you know, and what are people, are they still collecting the variegated alocasia with the spots and the this and the, and you know, it's the galaxy one and it's $65 for a cutting and stuff like that. Are they still doing that or is it, has it changed? So that's what kind of the thing I was thinking of asking.
Can my plant collection be featured? Can it be on the front page?
Of course. Yeah. Do you have a big plant collection?
I guess you wouldn't consider it a big. A lot of people probably put me to shame, but I used to be really bad. I would kill every single plant that I ever tried to keep alive. And right now I think I have 5 going strong.
Nice.
So that's a big accomplishment for someone who used to be a murderer of plants.
Yeah. A black thumb. Yeah. So when did you start? Was it like a pandemic thing for you or did you get into it after? Did you get into it before?
Yeah, actually, probably within the past year, actually. Haven't been going a whole long time, but my mom has a ginormous plant collection and that did start around, I believe it was like 2021, 2020. Yeah. So I kind of see that, you know, manifested in my own life, but also I just love to have plants around. So
it's good for you. It's good for them.
Yeah.
It's easier than cats.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not allergic to plants. I'm allergic to cats. So
good idea. All right. Let's just do one more for now. And again, if anybody wants to participate in any of these, they want to reach out and say, hey, I have a suggestion. Yeah. I'd love to be interviewed, et cetera. Like, let us know. But the last one, you're too young to remember this. I feel like this was very key to my development about Orlando and my perception of Orlando was in the late 90s and early 2000s. And I'm sure this is true of any big periods of time. But for me, it was very evident that I had a lot of friends. I knew a lot of people that felt like they had to leave Orlando for creative industries, especially. You couldn't be like super creative in acting or writing or advertising even and marketing to a certain extent. You had to go to those big markets. Mm-hmm. And so I know a lot of people who left. And somebody suggested recently, like, what do we do? What if we do a story about people who left and came back? And, you know, their perceptions, maybe they left for a long time, maybe they left for a short time. What was it like for them? What drew them back? You know, that sort of thing. So I really like that story because it lends a more positive experience to what I was thinking. Like, I got really defensive. Like, my friends left, I was like, you're dead to me. Not quite, but they were going to cool places and I wanted to stay with them. So I didn't.
Exactly. I was about to say, so you just cut all ties to these big cities too? Like,
yeah. No, but it was a little bit like that. I got really defensive. It made me want to learn more about Orlando. It really shaped me as a person and actually probably turned me into the person that I am now in terms of like writing about Orlando and becoming a managing editor of a newspaper in Orlando and things like that. So I want to learn a little bit more about them.
Yeah, I love that idea. I was curious as to when we were looking over the notes for this podcast, I was curious as to where you're going to go with that possible headline and there and back. But I really love that idea. And I think I can think of a couple already on the top of my head that would be good, like industries or people to kind of feature the story around. I love that.
Yeah. And it's interesting, too, because, I mean, we're in news, journalism, news, to a certain extent, marketing. Like, sometimes you have to leave in order to move up within the industry. So that's true of some industries, and some people end up coming back, too, in that industry as well. So I think we could talk to some news people, too, that did that.
Again, you can feature me. I left for, like, 2 months. Does that count?
I don't know if that – let's see after you graduate what happens.
Maybe – I should be the front. My third space should be the front. My plant collection should be the front page, and I should be the front page for the there and back.
Wow. Okay. Well, I guess you're writing all the stories then.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, great. Well, we'd love to hear from anybody, all of our listeners. We'd love to hear from you. Please let us know if you have any suggestions for stories, any suggestions for people we should talk to about some of the topics that you heard. If you want to follow along with Kendall, she is on Instagram at Words by Kendall. You can follow us, and it's with one L, by the way. And you can follow us as well at Community Paper Orlando. Kendall, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. All that you do and everything that you suggest. And yeah, I will assign all these stories to you.
Sounds great. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
I'm trying something new.
Okay.
This is where the credits come through.
Okay. Are we going to have scrolling credits?
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to say Kendall.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Sounds good.